You're listening to the audio production of The Cherished Quilt by Amy Clipston, published by Zondervan and read by Lauren Burst.
From my mother, Lola Goebelbecker, with love and appreciation. Note to the reader. While this novel is set against the real backdrop of Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, the characters are fictional. There is no intended resemblance between the characters in this book and any real members of the Amish and Mennonite communities. As with any work of fiction, I've taken license in some areas of research as a means of creating the necessary circumstances for my characters. My research was thorough. However, it would be impossible to be completely accurate in details and description, since each and every community differs. Therefore, any inaccuracies in the Amish and Mennonite lifestyles portrayed in this book are completely due to fictional license. Prologue. Christopher Hochstetler shivered despite the hot June sun beating down on his black church hat. The scent of moist earth assaulted his senses, and calluses stung his palms as he stared at the fresh pile of dirt he had helped shovel over the coffin with his 17-year-old brother's body inside. The minister recited a prayer, but it played as background noise to Chris's anguish. Only a few days ago, Chris and Gabriel had been working side by side in the pasture, helping their father train horses. Now Chris stood next to his older brother Paul, surrounded by hundreds of community members who'd come to pay their last respects. He was stuck in a dream. No, he was stuck in a nightmare. It was as if he were floating above the crowd, watching the chilly scene play out in front of him. His mother's keening broke through his thoughts and hurled him back to reality. He turned his head to his right. Mom was holding on to Dot for support, and grief grabbed him by his shoulders and shook him. Gabriel was gone forever. When the minister's prayer ended, a murmur of conversation spread throughout the crowd. Paul spoke quietly to a friend as some of the community members slowly made their way back to their buggies that lined the long street. To Chris's right, Dot spoke softly into Mom's ear. The sight of his parents consoling each other tore at his heart. Chris raised a trembling hand and wiped away the sweat on his forehead. Chris. He turned to where Sally Zook suddenly stood beside him, wringing her hands. Her dark eyes were red-rimmed and her pink cheeks were tear-stained. A pang of sorrow ripped through him as he recalled the days Gabriel talked about Sally non-stop. Gabriel had liked her since they were in school together, but he had never shared his feelings with her. Now he never would.
I'm so sorry, Chris. I can't believe he's...
A sob escaped from her throat. She took a deep breath and swiped at the tears trickling from her eyes.
I just spoke to Gabriel at church last Sunday. I'll never have a chance to talk to him again.
Unable to speak past the lump swelling in his throat, Chris looked at the knot of mourners behind Sally to avoid her grief-stricken eyes. Selena Chupp was weaving through the crowd. As she hurried toward him, his shoulders tensed. Selena met his gaze, and Chris's stomach twisted with apprehension. He turned to his right, intent on walking away, but he was trapped by people surrounding his parents. If only he could get away and avoid talking to Selena. She was the last person he wanted to see today. Selena sidled up to Sally and placed her hand on her slight shoulder while keeping her eyes focused on Chris. She shook her head as her dark eyes misted over.
Oh, Chris, I can't believe it. I don't even know what to say.
A tear slid down her cheek.
It's a terrible tragedy.
Chris swallowed and pressed his lips together, fighting against the memory of...
How could you let this happen, Christopher?
He flinched at the harsh words and then turned to face his glaring father.
What do you mean? This is your fault.
Dot pointed toward the freshly covered grave.
If you hadn't been so irresponsible, your brooder would still be alive.
Chris heard both Selena and Sally gasp. Chris's eyes widened as he took in the fury in his father's hazel eyes.
Dot blamed him.
Even more than he'd been blaming himself?
You think this is all my fault?
Chris jammed his finger into his own chest. When Dot merely stared, he added,
I didn't kill Gabriel.
Yeah, you did.
Dot nearly spat the words at him.
You're the older brooder, and you know better. Once again, you ignored my instructions, and you failed Gabriel. In fact, you failed this family. I should have known better than to leave you in charge. You can't handle it.
He glared at Selena and back at Chris again.
You're too easily distracted, and you don't think about anyone but yourself.
Chris's breath came out in a whoosh, and he winced as if his father had struck him.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?